Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking with Train to Game game designer Aaron Varshney, aka Varsh, on the Train to Game forums. And he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study Train to Game and what his ambitions are. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
First, I started on the Acorn Electron and the BBC, and because I've been growing up with them, I've just really wanted to make games and just completely wowed with what can actually be done.
So what made you want to become a game designer?
Well, initially, I was really into games, thought I could pretty much play them. Then I was thinking there's always something not quite right, what could be done better, and a lot of things are constantly being the same over and over again. Call of Duty comes to mind, and I just want to try and bring something new to the industry, so I've decided to become a game designer, so that's why I'm on a train to game course.
You already have a master's degree in game design. What made you decide to take a train to game design course on top of that?
Well, what happened initially was that I went through university initially for the bachelor's, but they never had a games course because it was back in 2002. So I was going through that and I only did bits of it, such as 3D modelling, a bit of scripting and a few other things, but it wasn't anything really towards what I wanted. So I did a master's eventually when it was available. It was the first year, but we only got to do things like artificial intelligence, game mechanics, ludology, and a few other things, but nothing to really concrete in putting an actual game design document or any portfolio together.
You've displayed some impressive modelling work on the Train to Game forum. Did you ever consider going to that side of the industry and taking the Train to Game Art and Animation course?
Yes, I thought, in fact, that was a funny thing because 2 years ago when I came out of university, I couldn't find a job for about half a year to year in design because I didn't know what to do for portfolio. So I thought, okay, what I'll do is beef up my art side, so my 3D modelling, my texturing and a few other things. But I kind of laxed a bit on a texturing. So while I was dedicated to doing modelling, of course, I lacked on texturing. I also couldn't get a job. But the thing is, even though my heart is pretty much in the artist side, I know that my head really wants me to go for the design design sector of the game industry, because that's pretty much where I really want to go. But if I wanted to go for the art side, then I definitely would go for it and certainly consider it.
So what do you do at the moment, and do you have any hands-on experience in the games industry?
Well, the only experience I've got in the games industry is working for Future Publishing, and I was using the Avatar SDK, which is used for the Xbox 360, and I was creating animations, textures, certain props, and various clothing all for the Avatar and all the Future Publishing, so it was all internal work, even for the magazine. I can't remember which number it was, but it's in the official Xbox 360 magazine anyway.
So how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life?
Well, I set up, while I'm working at the moment, I actually said to my boss that I wanted to keep my afternoons free. So I work very early in the morning, say about 8 o'clock, and I work to about 3. So then I've got pretty much the evening off or to work purely for Train to Game and other related things.
You've not been on the course very long, but what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game game design course so far?
What's already started in, I think it's part two, is that I'm already working on high concepts, which is something I never actually did at university. And looking through slightly further ahead, which is the proposals and everything. I've done proposals before, but afterwards will be the full design, and that's what I'm really looking forward to.
What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
This year I'm hoping to get to at least the final section of the design course, so I'm getting ready, putting my portfolio together, ready to go into the industry.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.